She felt Chewbacca go stiff beside her a split second before his bellow split the air and left her ears ringing.
What?
And then she saw it, and her stomach knotted abruptly with shock. There, just coming over the curve of the planet, was an Imperial Star Destroyer. They'd been betrayed.
No,
she breathed, staring out at the huge arrowhead shape. No mistake, it was a Star Destroyer, all right.
No, I can't believe Kabarak would do this.
The last words were spoken to empty air, and with a second shock, she realized that Chewbacca was no longer beside her. Spinning around, she saw a flash of brown as he vanished down the corridor leading to the cockpit.
No!
She shouted, pushing away from the bulkhead and taking off after him as fast as she could run.
Chewie, no!
The order was a waste of air, and she knew it. The Wookiee had murder in his heart, and he would get to Kabarak even if he had to tear down the cockpit door with his bare hands. The first clang sounded as she was halfway down the corridor. The second came as she rounded the slight curve and came within sight of the door. Chewbacca was raising his massive fist for a third blow, when to Leia's amazement, the door slid open. Chewbacca seemed surprised too, but he didn't dwell on it long. He was through the door before it was completely open, charging into the cockpit with a ululating Wookiee battle yell.
Chewie!
Leia shouted again, diving through herself. Just in time to see Kabarak, seated at the pilot station, throw up his right arm and somehow send Chewbacca spinning past him to crash with a roar into the underside of the control board. Leia skidded to a halt, not quite believing what she'd just seen.
Kabarak!
I did not call them,
the Nogri said, half turning to face her.
I did not betray my word of honor.
Chewbacca thundered his disbelief as he fought to scramble to his feet in the cramped space.
You must stop him,
Kabarak shouted over the Wookiee's roar.
Must keep him quiet. I must give the recognition signal, or all will be lost.
Leia looked past him at the distant Star Destroyer, her teeth clenched hard together.
Betrayal?
But if Kabarak had planned a betrayal, why had he let Chewbacca come along? Whatever that fighting technique was he'd used to deflect Chewbacca's first mad rush, it wasn't likely to work a second time. She focused again on Kabarak's face, on those dark eyes, protruding jaw, and needle-sharp teeth. He was watching her. Ignoring the threat of the enraged Wookiee behind him, his hand poised ready over the comm switch. A beep sounded from the board, and his hand twitched toward the switch before stopping again. The board beeped again.
I have not betrayed you, Lady Vader,
Kabarak repeated, a note of urgency in his voice.
You must believe me.
Leia braced herself.
Chewie, be quiet, she said. Chewie! Chewie, be quiet!
The Wookiee ignored the order. Finally back on his feet, he roared his war cry again and lunged for Kabarak's throat. The Nogri took the charge head-on this time, grabbing Chewbacca's huge wrists in his wiry hands and holding on for all he was worth. It wasn't enough. Slowly but steadily, Kabarak's arms were bent steadily backwards as Chewbacca forced his way forward.
Chewie, I said stop!
Leia tried again.
Use your head. If he was planning a trap, don't you think he'd have timed it for when we were asleep or something?
Chewbacca spit out a growl, his hands continuing their unwavering advance.
But if he doesn't check in, they'll know something's wrong,
she countered.
That's a sure way to bring them down on us.
The Lady Vader speaks truth,
Kabarak said, his voice taut with the strain of holding back Chewbacca's hands.
I have not betrayed you, but if I give no recognition signal, you will be betrayed.
He's right, Leia said. If they come to investigate, we lose by default. Come on, Chewie, it's our only hope.
The Wookiee snarled again, shaking his head firmly.
Then you leave me no choice,
Kabarak said, and without warning, the cockpit flashed with blue lightning, dropping Chewbacca to the floor like a huge sack of grain.
What?
Leia gasped, dropping to her knees beside the motionless Wookiee.
Kabarak!